Okay, we're in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, still in Sif Aleph, a very long Sif. I believe we're... Let's see. Okay, now we're talking now if you're allowed to leave items on a stove before Shabbos. And we're talking about different types of stove, right? So we're talking about the tanur, right? And now what happens if, okay, Shulchan Aruch, we did the Shulchan Aruch on this part, right? Let's just review. If a person forgot and left stuff on the stove, and he was supposed to take it off, and he left it on, and it was the type of an item that was already fully cooked, even though leaving it on will still make it better for it, but it's fully cooked, okay? So then you may make use of it on Shabbos. You could eat it on Shabbos. Right, that was Lamed. Sifkat and Lamed. Afilu hum itstamik v'yafalo. Even though it shrinks but is good for it. Afilu hu besoch hatanur. Even if it's inside the oven, not only on top. Why may you use it? Eat it. V'atam, the reason is, lo nehena mimenu kokha. You didn't really benefit from that much. Since you could have eaten it anyway, why? It was already cooked completely on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, after the case, after the fact, it's all right, because there's not really that much benefit. Remember, the rabbis don't allow you to benefit from transgressing. But here, it was perfectly fine to eat before Shabbos. So maybe it's a little bit better. But it's not that you couldn't eat it before Shabbos, so you're not really benefiting from the mistake that you made. All right? Then the Shulchan Aruch says if it was an item that was a food dish that was beginning to get cooked, but it wasn't fully cooked before Shabbos, and you mistakenly left it on Shabbos, and now it becomes fully cooked on Shabbos, then you can't have any of it until Motzei Shabbos. Lamed Aleph. Asur, to whom is it prohibited? L'chol Adam. To anyone, as we will see, for anything that if you did something on Shabbos by mistake, even by mistake, is prohibited to others as well. For Kol Shekein, and all the more so, Livnei Basil, for his family, also they can't benefit from it. Kevin Dini Spashal Bishvilam, since it was cooked for them. And how long is it prohibited? Lamed Beis, Ad Motzei Shabbos, until Motzei Shabbos. Begos Ashri, in the addendums to the Rosh. Mavor is explained to Gam Bekan, also over here, even in the case of mistake, how long do you have to wait after Shabbos? Hubikdeshi Yasa Kumo Ba'avar Fisha. You have to wait for the time for it to be finished, the cooking, whatever that time is, just as if you had done it on purpose. That's from the Shulchan Aruch. In the Lashon Rambam Lo Nira came, but from the words of the Rambam, it doesn't appear that way. Okay. All right, now we're back to the Ramah, correct?
Yes.
Good luck finding the Ramah. One second. Yeah, man, it's impossible to find anything. All right. Now, what if a non-Jew, let's say you had it not on the stove, and a non-Jew puts it back on the stove on Shabbos, Dino, the law will be, Keshochach, as thus like as if you forgot, Keshaw, and left it there. All right, so what's that law? Depending
on how. If it's
already
cooked, you can eat it. If it's not cooked, you cannot eat it.
That would seem to be what it is. So let's see if Rosh Shabura confirms this for us. Lamed Gimel, Hechzir Yehudi, Litzarech Yisrael, for the needs of a Jew. Okay? If the non-Jew would do it for himself, then there's nothing to talk about. But if he did it for the Jew, Lamed Al Dino Kishachach, it's the laws as if he had forgotten. Dema shenasa de en Yehuda bemezid, that which what a non-Jew does intentionally, lo chomer, can't be more strict than how a Jew did it unintentionally, because the Jew didn't do it himself, right? And oh gosh, one second. Image stop. You ever image stomach? One second. Therefore, even it means stomach v'yafalo, even though it gets better, mutter, it's allowed.
So what's the case?
One second. Oh, so he's saying, if it means stomach v'yafalo, mutter, kivin shnish basal kol tzur, v'in and ahem v'kukach. But that's if it was fully cooked.
Yeah.
All right? Then that's okay. But he doesn't explain what if it wasn't fully cooked, Mr. Burr. Yeah. But I imagine if it's not fully cooked, you'd have to wait, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, continues the... Yes, Ramah?
Yeah.
Okay. On the top now. And if a Jew put it back on, and he, I guess he intended on doing it, then it's dino ka'over v'shot. It's like you intentionally left it there. Okay. All right. Let's see the Mishnah Berura in Lamed Hey. V'mechzir Yisrael b'Shabbos on Shabbos, afilu b'shogi, even unintentionally, dina ka'over v'shob b'meis. It's like he let it stay on there intentionally. For Osir, and it's prohibited in its stomach v'yafalo if it makes it better. V'atam demachmir b'chazara. Why are we stricter by returning something? Than if you had just left it on. The answer is mishum, because when you're returning it, covered mice, you're doing an actual action. And therefore, we're going to be stricter. Fine, Maganav Ram, look at the Maganav Ram, Shapasaki, Paskins, De La Acherim, Shari, but other people would be permitted to have it possessed. Since it was totally cooked and it was a mistake, then not so strict for other people.
So even if it was totally cooked and a Jew returns it, you still cannot benefit.
If it makes it better, remember, if it makes it better, if it still makes it better. Okay. The din said, you should know that this law, who afil l'shitas haramah, this is even according to the Ramah, the posek b'sof ha-sif, even though he paskins at the end of the sif, ke yesh armim, like the yesh armim, the b'shihia, that if you let it stay there, mutter, if it's been the status of Ben Drusoy. Remember, there's going to be another opinion here that argues on all this. It says, once it was okay for Machel Ben Drusoy, you may leave it there. So this halacha will fit even according to that opinion. No, because why will we be, he will even be strict here, because halacha b'chazor, here's by returning. That machlokas of having to be fully cooked or a third cooked, that's only to leave it on before Shabbos.
Right.
If somebody returned it, even the lenient opinion would be strict. Shavim, and they agree, Ladina, for the law, the hall of Kuliyam, returning it, Osir, Afil, and Nispashko, Tsarko. If it's fully cooked, but it still will get better, everyone says you cannot put it back. Now, wait a minute. Says,
benefit from it.
Yes. Says the Ramah, continuing, but Vimit Stamek Viralo, what if further cooking is not good for it? And it was returned. Then mutter, it's allowed. Share lo nehed aminis. You did not benefit at all. You didn't benefit from it.
Okay.
Sometimes putting back doesn't help it any. Well, let's say fully cooked schnitzel.
Right.
Fully cooked. Now you put it back on the stove.
It's gonna burn it or dry.
But it's not gonna help it any. It's gonna. So that we'll know. Mishabura, Lamed Vav, he meets stomach viralo, mutor. But someone means to say, Af al gav del chachilo also, because even though initially you can't do that, I feel in stomach viralo, even if it makes it worse, you can't put something on a stove, because it looks like you're cooking it. But after the fact, mutor, it's allowed, I feel a hichs, even if he wanted to put it back, so no nano claw, because he did not actually benefit from any of that. Okay, now this is opinion number, everything up to now is all going like opinion number one that says you can't leave something on the stove unless it's fully cooked. Now we're introduced to that second opinion, according to Rashi, right? V'yesh omrim shulchan aruch. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, shekol sheni spasel kemachol ben drusoy, as long as it's been cooked one-third, perish, meaning shame adam shayochol macholish don spashkol. So his name of a robber who would eat the food before it was fully cooked. Oh, shni spashkol kol tzarker, or even if it is fully cooked, it means stomach for yafalo. But that it gets a little better even when it's shrunk. It's good for it. Mutar lashosol gavikiver, you may leave it on top of the stove. That's the other opinion. Mishnah Berurah lamed zayin and lamed ches. V'yesh omrim svirlu, they hold. Since it's fit to be eaten under a press situation, you don't have to worry about you stoking the coals. Since you could eat it, why should he stoke it for nothing? Therefore, it's allowed even if he did not clear out the coals or cover them up. You don't need it. Ella, except when do you have to remove the coals, according to this opinion? If it hasn't reached the third cooked. Or you want to return it on Shabbos, even if it's fully cooked, right? Because the michsikim avash looks like you're cooking it. He may in a groove if you haven't cleaned out the coals. That opinion everyone subscribes to put it back on Shabbos. Lamed ches kemachol ben drusoy. What is that? Yeshomim, some say chatzi pishul, that's half cooked. Yeshomim shlish pishul, some say it's a third cooked. Shulchan Aruch, come on, later on we'll see the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Reish Nun Daud Siv Beis, so some he just says in general, Chatzi Bishel, that's half cooked. In a press situation, maybe you can be lenient to leave it even if it's only one third cooked. Okay. Right. Says Ramah Hagah. He adds, O afilu al gabe tanur. Even on top of a tanur, you may do this. Mishnah Berurah, Bamates, O afilu delo mefalginan bein tanur lakira. We don't make a difference between a tanur and a kira. Elamasha osur bekira she'en agrufa mishum chash chitui. But just like by a kira, where it's prohibited if it's not, the coals are not removed or covered up because we're afraid you're going to stoke it. That which is ushered by a kira that's not cleaned out, asrina b'taner, we prohibit in a taner, afilu b'garif, even if it is cleaned out, mishum choma tanur, because of the heat of the stove, chashvin le, we consider it ke'en agarif, as it's not been cleaned out, as kiniskelel. Avomashi tira b'kira, but that which we allowed by a kira, afilu b'ena grufa, even if it's not cleaned out, that you won't come to stoke it, mishum tekfar nishpas, because it's fully cooked, gam betanur mutter, with a tanur that's also allowed, if they wouldn't want to do any of that. Mem, agabe tanur, let's do one more. Vuadin besoch tanur v'kira, the same laws inside the tanur or the kira.